Hello, welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cavallo. I have with me today Robert Grant. Robert is the founder and CEO of Concierge Key Health. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt. Great to be here.
It's great to have you here. Before we get going, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I live in Newport Beach area, California, and I'm here for about 15 years now. And I've worked in the healthcare space over the last 25 years, mainly for the pharmaceutical industry as well as the medical device field. I was previously president of Allergan Medical. You may recognize Allergan being the Botox company, as well as I was CEO of Bausch & Lomb Surgical, and have held different, various positions in different healthcare companies over the course of my career.
So why was it that you decided to go out on your own and found this company?
Well, it's really more from a patient's perspective that I decided to do this. I think that one of the things that's really important in business is being able to identify unarticulated needs that consumers might have. And in this particular case, as a patient, I've been a patient of, concierge medicine program that includes my primary care physician, is a fantastic doctor, but I realized that there was no opportunity to have such a concierge program to include specialists or all the other doctors that I go to visit, whether it would be my dentist or my wife's OBGYN or, any of the other providers that I would have to go see, urologist or cardiologist. There was just simply no concierge offering available. So then I realized that while I had a great solution for just my primary care provider, that didn't work when I traveled also. And secondly, it didn't work when I went to hospitals or urgent care facilities. And so I thought, why not just start a new company that would be able to focus on this, because I know it's something that I would want. And I think most of the businesses that are really successful kind of start off when the founder or the person who establishes the company puts themselves in the shoes of being a consumer of the product. And they say, I would want this. And so that's kind of where it went and how it started out.
Robert, you mentioned that you wear the shoes of the patient. Would you mind sharing with our listeners a little bit about that patient experience that propelled you into creating this company?
Sure. I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago. I was told by my primary care physician, who is a concierge doctor, that I needed to go and see a urologist as a specialist, potentially because my PSA level was high. And I was concerned about it because my father had some issues with his prostate as well. And there were some hereditary issues also through the extended family. And so I went to make an appointment, and I did. It was a 12-week wait time to get in to see kind of a urologist at a university hospital. And I was stunned by that. So I called back my doctor and I said, look, I'm kind of concerned about this. I don't want to have to wait 12 weeks. Who knows what could happen in 12 weeks? For all I know, it could be cancer or something. I simply don't know. And so he made a call for me and tried to push the time down, and he did, but he only got it down by like 1 week. And so, that was really kind of eye-opening for me, because I thought, geez, 12 weeks, that's a long time. And even with concierge medicine. And then I asked him, isn't there a way to like go to a concierge urologist? And he said, no, there's no such thing. And so that's where I thought, well, I guess I'll have to start a company that does that. Because I can't be the only patient in the world that hit that roadblock.
So you're in the medical field, you're talking to doctors and people in this field all the time, and you're still facing a 12-week waiting period?
Yeah, well, the average wait time for any doctor right now is about a month, and that's tracked by the CDC and the Center for Disease Control. So, we have a doctor shortage going on right now. There's already expected to be about 100,000 doctors short. There's a shortage that's anticipated to extend all the way through the year 2030. And this is because it's just not as fun to be doctors anymore. The doctor's life has changed dramatically. They have to deal with insurance companies that, that are really sometimes problematic for them to deal with. They have to see so many patients in a day just to make ends meet. And so it's not as attractive to be a doctor as it was in the past. There's so many layers of administration that they have to deal with, paperwork, and then, risk associated with third-party payer and the insurance system and all the laws associated with that. It's just not fun anymore. So because of that, the doctors, the numbers have definitely been dwindling. Doctors are retiring sooner as well. So all of these things are impacting the wait times. And of course, our population is getting older. As the population gets older, they have more and more need to see doctors. So that exacerbates the issue. for patients. So it's not really surprising at all.
Robert, what is a concierge health experience?
Well, about 5 million patients around the country have already adopted concierge medicine. What does that mean? Well, it means that you put your doctor on a retainer, and you generally will pay them something between $1,500 and sometimes as high as $5,000 per year to be able to have kind of unlimited access to the doctor. So that's going to be convenient to your schedule. That's going to also be the doctor kind of gives you personalized service. He knows who you are. He may have been seeing you already for a long time, and then he decided to become a concierge doctor. It just means you get extra attention and added service benefit from a scheduling perspective. And also sometimes that also includes that there's sort of a preventative healthcare regime or plan that you start to undertake with the doctor kind of watching as a retainer, even when you're not necessarily sick. And for that convenience, you know, or for that opportunity, whenever you need to see the doctor, you can usually get in to see him on, you know, pretty expedited terms. However, that system doesn't work when you travel. It also doesn't work with all your doctor types. It's usually only a PCP that provides that type of service. And so I thought, well, why not craft a system that it can encompass all of your doctor types and also travel with you and be able to be potentially technology enabled as well. And so that's what Concierge Key Health is. We created a platform whereby it's not just for one doctor, it's for all of your doctor types, as well as it's something that travels. We are launching now across the country. We've already launched in New York and Orange County and Phoenix. Our next cities to launch are Los Angeles, Miami, and San Francisco. And as these busy people want to be able to have access to doctors when they need their access on their time schedule, and they don't want to feel like strangers when they walk into a doctor's practice, this is kind of ideal for them. And it doesn't only have to be for themselves personally. It can also be a family membership. They can purchase a family membership. And the price is very, very reasonable.
Robert, that is great information. How do you enroll doctors and specialists into this program?
Well, you know, we have a very stringent system for how we decide which doctors are allowed to be in. We focus on attracting only the doctors that are kind of the top 2-3% within their specialty fields. And these are people that have kind of achieved the status of what we call a key opinion leader within their fields. That means they're podium speakers or they're faculty at their major societies. For, you know, every year, every doctor has to kind of keep up with all of their continuing medical education credits. And this is important for, you know, their status as doctors. And the people that are chosen amongst them are chosen amongst their peers to be the faculty. And we've enacted a board called the Board of Regents, and the Board of Regents determines within specialty every doctor that's chosen. So it's cardiologists choosing other cardiologists, it's orthopedists choosing other orthopedists. And the people with very, very high reputation are choosing all the other doctors, and they tend to know each other within their specialties. So it's a very, you know, cottage type industry from the perspective that there's usually not many specialists within a specialty. And so the doctors tend to know each other. And because of that, they are a much better means of assessing whether or not a doctor is going to be, you know, of the ilk that would qualify for Concierge Key Health participation. We really only want the top 1-3% of doctors within their fields of specialty. And we think we've got a very good system to be able to do that. It's all doctor-driven, peer-driven. Now, one thing I think that's really important to know as well, I was talking about the customary or sort of common approach to concierge medicine today, which includes people that pay, you know, like I have, about, you know, $3,000, $2,000 to $3,000, as I said, per year to have their doctor on retainer. Again, that's only for their PCP, their primary care physician. And also that's really only for predominantly for just the access fee. So when I go to visit the doctor, it still is something that would be billed for insurance. And that's the pre-existing approach to concierge medicine. And also the way that it works for concierge health. You know, all of our doctors, generally, for patients that are interested in this program, they tend to be PPO participants on their health plans. And so when they go to visit the doctor, on our system, they actually have 12 doctors assigned to them, where these 12 doctors are assigned to them to be on retainer to them within their area. So it includes you having your own dermatologist, your own ophthalmologist, your own cardiologist, et cetera, and you've got kind of on-demand access to them right away. But when you go to visit them for your medical need, then they will bill your insurance. And if you're on a PPO plan, then generally, you know, depending on how your PPO plan is set up, these doctors will sort of accept. They might be in network or they might be out of network, but generally the PPO plan participants are able to get reimbursement, you know, for their visitations with them.
You mentioned that the specialists all communicate, all nominate each other. Is that true of the PCPs as well? And does that almost form your own concierge key health network?
Yeah, I mean, we also have PCPs within our geographies that we've launched. And generally, these tend to be concierge PCPs that provide that type of added extra service. And also within specialty, you know, it's more certainly more of a cottage industry where people know each other. It's a lot closer. There's a lot more PCPs. And so that's harder to do. Our network gap, the doctors within the PCP and pediatric specialties, you know, by reputation locally, who those doctors are that are kind of best at meeting that level of service requirement that we expect within Concierge Key Health.
We're talking to Robert Grant, the founder and CEO of Concierge Key Health. Robert, you also touched on insurance plans. The Concierge Key Health is not part of your insurance plan, correct?
No, that's right. So we are not an insurance company. We're basically an access, an ease, and a quality company. That's basically the three things that we tend to focus on: access, ease, and quality. But you still use your regular insurance, you know, when you go to visit the doctor. And these doctors are all participants on PPO-type plan. So these are generally the patients that buy Concierge Key Health are PPO participants, and these are the ones who will participate on Concierge Key Health.
Robert, you touched on some of the CDC facts for wait times and waiting for appointments. Do you have any data that you can share with our audience about the Concierge Key Health wait time statistics?
Sure. So I mentioned earlier that the CDC tracks this for doctors. You know, the average wait to visit a doctor for the first time is usually 1 month right now across any kind of specialty area. And of course, for the more elite doctors, it's even higher than that. But I think one of the things that's really important about Concierge Key Health is you can see it right on our website and app that there's a section under the doctor's face where right before it goes into his availability that says, here's what his wait time is if you're not a Concierge Key Health member, but if you are a Concierge Key member, here's how your wait time would be. And we track this, of course. So I mentioned that the average wait time is 1 month, but the average wait time within a practice is about 43 minutes. From the time you go to the practice. So on average, the Concierge Key Health participants can usually be seen within 2 days. And generally, you'll also be able to see them usually within 2 to 3 minutes from the time you walk in. So you pick your time window that you're going to come in, and they're usually a 2-hour time block. And you don't actually have to arrive any specific time, just any time during that 2-hour time window. When you arrive, you're the next patient seen, so you get prioritized. It's kind of like being in first class on an airplane or in business class, and everyone else might be boarding the plane. You get to be the next one to board, like TSA pre-screen or clear at the airport.
Robert, that is just such amazing data. In the patient experience world, wait times have been so problematic. I can't even imagine what it would be like to go to my doctor, get an appointment on the date that worked for my schedule and be seen within minutes of the appointment or of showing up. What is it that your patients say that use this service? How has it impacted their life and their experience?
They love it. It's really been interesting. You know, we've got about 600 or so patients on the program right now, largely in the Orange County area. And out of the patients that have been to visit doctors, our average score on a, you know, 5-star rating system, kind of like you have on an Uber, et cetera, is 4.99 stars out of 5. So we thought for certain that, you know, we need to really make sure that we ensured high quality. And I think this is just something so new and different for so many people from an experiential perspective that, you know, we've only gotten really 5-star ratings. People are really thrilled with the process and they're thrilled with the service and how they don't feel like a stranger, you know, when they walk into a doctor's practice, even if it's their first time visit. They don't have to fill out any paperwork. All of that is in the app or on their website. And as soon as they arrive, they're the next patient seen, and they're very, you know, courteously greeted when someone walks up. You know, they'll basically check in. There's a little kiosk, you put your phone over it, or you just say you're a concierge key member when you walk up to the front desk. And then, you know, someone says, okay, Mr. So-and-so, thank you for being a concierge key member. You're the next patient. Please come this way. And we only send one patient during a two-hour time window. So it doesn't clog up the doctor's waiting room. And the average visit with a doctor is less than 15 minutes. So it's not like it's making everyone else wait, you know, all day.
We're talking to Robert Grant, the founder and CEO of Concierge Key Health. Robert, you've shared such great information with us today. How can our listeners find you online and learn more about the service you provide?
Sure. Well, all they have to do is just go to www.conciergekeyhealth.com. And you can learn all about the program there. We have two types of memberships. One is for your entire family, and that's $5,000 a year. And the other is for individuals, and that's $3,000 a year. But again, you're getting access to having your own retained team of doctors who are, you know, watching out for you, making sure you're never feeling alone in healthcare or like a stranger again, and that you've got this wonderful expedited access to them. Your whole experience is going to be different in healthcare as a result of becoming a Concierge Key Health member. And so those are the two membership types, and you can learn all about the program right there on our website. And we do have limited spots. This is not something we can offer to everybody. So if your listeners are interested in learning more about it and potentially becoming a member, I would encourage them to do it pretty soon before all the spots fill up.
Robert, I can't thank you enough for joining us today. We've learned so much, and we wish you continued success with making concierge medicine a reality.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
He's Robert Grant, founder and CEO of Concierge Key Health. I'm Matt Cavallo. This has been the Patient Activation Network podcast. We look forward to bringing you another inspirational story soon.